just juice. Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: stakeholders call for stronger press freedoms as Zambia marks the World Press Freedom Day. Local government minister urges swift action on waste crisis in Kitwe. And in international news, 5 people survived 36 hours in alligator infested swamp after plane crash.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. As Zambia joins the global community in commemorating World Press Freedom Day today, Transparency International Zambia has called on government and all stakeholders to uphold legal protection for journalists, ensuring that they are shielded from harassment and intimidation, while also promoting media literacy to help the public critically assess information in this digital age. TIZ Executive Director Morris Nyambe believes that the media should not be stifled by the state, but allowed to regulate itself through established mechanisms of self-regulation, as this ensures the independence of journalism. He said increased support for independent media, both financially and institutionally, is vital to fostering an environment where press freedom and responsible journalism can thrive. Mr. Nyambe has since honored the courageous journalists who continue to report in the face of adversity and stands in solidarity with them in the ongoing fight for press freedom.
We at TIZ wish to reaffirm our unwavering commitment to the principles of free, independent and pluralistic media. These principles are very essential for promoting transparency, accountability, as well as the safeguarding of democratic values. At TIZ, we recognize that a free and independent press is central to our work of fighting corruption, our work of promoting transparency, and indeed the strengthening of good governance. TIZ wish to call on the Zambian government and indeed all stakeholders to uphold legal protections for journalists, ensuring that they are shielded from harassment and intimidation, while also promoting media literacy that will help the public to critically assess information in this digital age.
And Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe has reaffirmed his commitment to one of the core pillars of democracy, media freedom. In a statement, Dr. Membe has emphasized that a free, independent and diverse press is essential to the health of any democratic society, and that journalists must be able to report without fear of censorship, intimidation or retaliation. And opposition United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party leader Charles Chanda has praised journalists for their courage and resilience, calling them the backbone of democracy despite tough working conditions and a challenging political climate. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Seluvalo has called for urgent and coordinated action to address the worsening waste management situation in Kitwe, citing growing concerns over uncollected waste, illegal dumping and sanitation challenges in the district. The minister made the remarks during his ongoing tour of the Copperbelt province, where he is inspecting constituency development fund projects as part of a nationwide monitoring initiative aimed at ensuring effective implementation and service delivery. Mr. Seluvalo has urged the Kitwe City Council to scale up its waste management strategies, including embracing public-private partnerships, empowering local waste collectors and enforcing sanitation bylaws to restore order and cleanliness. The minister has further made an open call to the private sector and potential investors to partner with the government on sustainable solutions such as recycling and waste processing.
We want garbage collection, waste management on top of of our agenda. We need to get where we're going to where whatever is thrown, if it has a value, let's take it back. If it has no value, we need to know what we can do to make sure that it's no longer a danger to the community. The way it is now, it is pathetic. We should not put it in such a deputy city council. Let's see what we can do. As you wait for those who need to fight that, which has to deal with the practice from this way.
Indo-Zambia Bank Managing Director Brajesh Singh has announced that the bank is in discussions with government to expand its role in supporting the agricultural sector through targeted loan facilities. He said these loans would focus on farm mechanization, irrigation and the adoption of climate-resilient technologies. Mr. Singh has explained that the initiative is aimed at reducing Zambia's reliance on rain-fed agriculture by encouraging the adoption of modern and efficient farming practices. He has stressed the importance of raising awareness among farmers and urged them to invest in tools such as pumps, tractors and irrigation systems to improve productivity. Mr. Singh has added that the bank's proposal is aligned with national efforts to enhance agricultural output and build resilience amid increasingly unpredictable weather patterns.
Now we have come up, we have requested government, and government ministry was kind enough to accord permission that okay, under SAF we can also go for farm mechanization, we can also go for irrigation. When I say irrigation, it is climate resilient irrigation. We will not be dependent on rain anymore. So what we are doing now, we are giving them, our farmer customer, a solar water pump, solar pump, boreholes, irrigation line under SAF farm mechanization. So we are bringing awareness to our farmers that use farm implements. That will give you better results. So tractors or any other farm implements, if any farmer customer wants to buy, we are there.
The Zambia Consumer Association says the recent reduction in fuel prices by 2 kwacha 84 ngwe for petrol and 2 kwacha 85 ngwe for diesel is unlikely to cause a significant drop in the prices of essential commodities. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala has told Hot FM News that a meaningful impact on commodity prices would only be seen if the fuel price reduction is sustained or continues for at least 3 months. While acknowledging that the reduction will help consumers save money, Mr. Sakala said its effects will not be felt immediately. He has stressed that for market prices to respond more effectively, there must also be efforts to stabilize the kwacha and reduce taxes, as well as water and electricity tariffs.
To us to see the market players responding just now, it will quite be difficult because we still have the dollar, which is almost 27 going up there. We still have the electricity tariffs going up. We still have the water tariffs, taxes, and so on and so forth. So when those combine together, it will be quite difficult for us to see any significant change in prices of essential commodities. We might see fuel going down and people saving 2 kwacha or 3 kwacha, but we might not see any significant change in terms of the prices of essential commodities.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Konkola Copper Mines has dismissed claims that it is 7 months behind in paying its suppliers and contractors. In an interview, KCM Chief Corporate Affairs Officer Dr. John Kunda says no supplier or contractor has gone unpaid for more than 3 months. Dr. Kunda has revealed that KCM has processed transactions totaling $470 million with suppliers and contractors, of which $380 million has already been paid. He has reaffirmed the company's commitment to meeting its financial obligations and maintaining strong, transparent partnership with stakeholders. Dr. Kunda has also encouraged any supplier or contractor with concerns or unresolved issues to visit the company's offices and engage directly with KCM.
Of the total of 407 million in transactions, about 383 million has already been paid. Out of 407 million in transactions with the supplier, 383 million has already been paid, which left a balance of 24 million. I'm talking about as of March. We don't have to ask beyond 2 months or so, or 3 months, unless they are issued. If anyone feels that
that we have delayed the payment. It will be good for them to come forth so that we can understand.
The news continues after these messages.